Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Guys, before we get going into it, we just want to remind you that Bet Online is the presenter of the Dumb Dad Podcast, and Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season.
They're
every
stat, tight.
Every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. What do you think? Who do you think is going to take it all in the NBA?
Everybody, Boston just gets to win everything, so probably Boston.
Sweet. I haven't been watching.
Oh, their football team's in a lull. How about the basketball team's good again? And so is the hockey team.
Yeah, their badminton team needs to really.
And when your team gets beat by Boston, when the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games.
Head over to the website today and get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Bet Online. The game starts here.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin,
and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there, everybody. My name's Evan, and I'm a dumb dad. And on this week's podcast, Kevin's going to tell us all about going to a big PTA gala dressed like Don Draper. We should have dressed like Don Ho.
Gotcha. Okay. And on this podcast, Evan's going to tell us about how he told his daughter some barely tales.
Oh.
Like, sounds like...
Yeah.
Fairy.
Oh, but fairy, but yeah.
Bears. Because you barely. Oh, bears, yeah. You also barely told it right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nailed
cheers.
It. Cheers, bud.
Cheers to you. Let's get into it. We have, my wife told me this today, we have one, as for us,
uh-huh.
One full week of school left. Like one full week. So next week, when this podcast will have aired, it is.
We have, you hear my soul just leave my
body. Monday through Friday. Then after that, we have 2 days. And then we have the source of my rant today.
Mm.
Summer break.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing. I get it's a tricky situation here because,
yeah.
No, I don't want my kids in school year round. That's awful. That's what being an adult is.
I don't know.
That's
what having
a job is.
I think I do.
But I will say, I need him to do something.
We literally had that conversation at dinner tonight.
And it doesn't need to be an $800 a week camp where it's like, what'd you guys do today? And they're like, well, we played soccer, then we had a juice pouch, and then we played some baseball. And I was like, yeah, that's $250 worth. And
yeah.
Then I'm that dad.
No, you're paying for the care. You're paying for the care that they're keeping them safe.
Where do you think my taxes go, Evan?
We had that conversation at dinner tonight where my wife kind of said defiantly to my son, I really wish you went to school year round. He did not take that well.
Well, it sounds mean. It sounds like a mean thing to say to your kid. I wish you weren't home during the day all year round.
The hard thing is, like, that's what he heard. That's not what she was saying.
That's what she said.
She was like, because it was, we were explaining to him, like, no, but then you have like more breaks, more 2 week breaks, like throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
And I was like, it has nothing to do with you being here. It's you being here and us trying to figure out how to make sure you're growing as a person, staying entertained, keeping busy, rather than just like watching TV for 2.5 months, which is if like no one told you what to do at all, you wouldn't really know what to do. And I was like, it's so much more about like, I was like, when I was a kid, I was like 11, 12 years old. Like,
you were a kid actually for a couple more years than that. Like, it wasn't just 11 and 12. You were also like,
it was like
younger.
My mom and dad worked.
Older.
They went to their jobs. Mm-hmm. Latchkey kids. I mean, it's like I was home all day. They would leave and we'd get up and we'd have to like get the lunch together and have lunch as kids. There's nothing wrong with that.
And one might say you turned out. Sorry, keep going.
Yeah. We'll fill that in later.
You turned out.
Turned out.
You turned out. Here. Hey, here you are. You're here.
Something, because somebody could, you could all say that I'm turning out. You know what I'm saying?
Turned up. What?
I don't know. We're going to get lost in this way faster than we need to.
I guess.
The point was like, we're just telling him, you know, we have the ability to like entertain you, take you places, go to camp or whatever. And it was like, if we weren't here, we'd have to like figure out what to do if we had jobs that we weren't here.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's like,
that's
it's
for good or for ill. Okay.
Yeah.
We are a capitalist country. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's all about like people working to make the dollars to pay for things and stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
I can't do that with a kid on my couch.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
Figure it out, America. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it costs that much money when it's like, figure it out. Like, why do we have 2.5 months where they're just not in school?
They're just not in school. And unless you like got in on the good camps, then you got to get the leftover camps. Sorry, camps, if you're listening to this and you're not full,
you know,
you're the leftover camps and you know it. And that's okay. You're needed too. You're doing great. And I'm sure the kids will have a good time there. You're not the ropes course camp, and that's okay. That's okay.
I was wondering where the example was. That's a pretty
not
good
not all of us are ropes course camps.
Ropes course camp. Challenged myself today.
I had to do it with a blindfold. I did have to do that once. It was great. I completed it.
It took a long time because Cynthia freaked out and she couldn't do it. They had to get her off the thing. She had to climb all the way down. We had to wait forever.
They cut a rope. We put a mattress under it. It was fine. It's just, it's insane. It's tricky because it's also like the hottest time of the year, which I know in the winter in certain places, it's the coldest time of year.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like at one of the times where the weather is at an extreme.
And they want to be inside.
Like you almost want to argue like, winter, I think school break could be in the fall where it's just like inside, outside, doesn't matter, go play.
Yeah.
But it's like when it's like 100 and
it's 105,
105 out. 110 here. It's like we have to figure out something to do for them because they're like, I can't go in the backyard. The ground hurts.
It's Chuck E. Cheese this year.
We're doing Chuck E. Cheese, but that's a couple hours. This is my point.
That's what you need. Honestly, though, you're not wrong, though. That is what you need. Like the middle hot part of the day. Is when it's like, we got to go inside and do something and figure something out.
Evan, I'm speaking for the people.
Uh-huh.
Because there are people that they're working. I mean, they've already figured it out. Yeah. The people that have to go in the office have already.
Yeah,
well, I really hope you guys
if you haven't,
you
got to get on top of it right now.
But there are some leftover camps. Sign up now.
Sign up for leftovercamps.com.
Hashtag leftover camps. Find them at a... I don't know, near you.
Because you know what? They probably don't have websites, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Go to the middle of your town and rip off one of those pieces of paper.
When you're crossing the street. Under the Lost Dog one. Lift it up. It's there. Lost Camps. No ropes course. We do tug of war. That has a rope. It's an extension cord. That's all we have. But that's...
It's just a random sad thought.
Oh, okay. Lay it on me, Slick.
When you have to take down the Lost Dog signs.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Why did I just... I guess...
Because you said lost dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was just thinking...
But you went right to the...
Oh, when you take him down after you found it, that's great. But like when you have to be like, let's call it. Anyway, summer break. You got to call it at some point.
I know.
Someone needs a space for a fresh lost dog.
Yeah, after an emotional conversation.
Summer break.
What? Let's call it.
It's just kind of nuts and insane. Because even if you get a camp, like that's the thing. Even if you're getting a camp, it's not like we got you covered from like, no, we've got you covered for this week. And then there's another week. Maybe you're doing a 2-week one. Some people are doing, you guys are doing like a 4-week one?
Well, yeah, there are 4 different weeks of like different things they're going to do. But yeah, we're going to get 4 weeks out of it. So that's, we can at least deal. It's like taking them to school.
What are the times?
It's longer actually. I think it starts around 8 o'clock or before. The drop-off times are kind of pretty extensive.
Sure.
It's a this year we're doing through the YMCA.
Yeah.
We did it through the rec center last year.
This year.
Yeah. But either way, the drop-off times are like pretty extensive. Because, I mean.
Would you say they match a job's hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a 90-minute window of like when you can get the kids there, basically.
That's great.
But it's like they're longer than they're at school. We usually go get our kids like 2:30 out of school. These pick up kids like 4:30. They're gonna be asleep by 5:15 the first week every day.
Yeah, it's gonna be easy the first.
Yeah, that's gonna be easy. So
those should be free though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not, guys, relax. I'm not running for president. Okay, but if I was, this would be the platform I'd run on.
Just like accessible child care.
Universal health care. Sorry, guys. It's not happening. There's terrible old people running our government, but universal summer break camp. Now we're talking.
No more last camps. Okay? We're going to rise all the ships together. Mm-hmm. You can all go to a camp. And they all have ropes courses. Why not?
My, you know what my slogan will be?
Yeah.
Yes, we camp.
Yes, we camp. Oh, God. Lee. I'm a huge fan of this episode so far. We're just going everywhere. Which is, you know where we're going to go next? Dumb Dad Moments.
Dumb Dad Moments.
My Dumb Dad Moment this week is brought to you by Fairy Tales. And how long they've been around.
Did you not know?
It's been a long time, I know that. At least since the 80s. My son asked me the other day if a show that I liked, and I was telling him I watched it when I was a kid. He's like, in the 80s? Yeah, when I was a kid, I liked that show. Yeah. Was it in color or was it in black and white? That's what he asked me. With a straight face. I was like, man, you don't have it. Never mind. You don't have any idea how time has worked or gone by. Did we have color TVs in the 80s? He just doesn't know like when that was. It seems the 80s seemed like, well, you didn't have internet. I mean, I don't know how you guys were alive. It was the funniest question. I just burst out laughing like, yes, we had color televisions.
I just like that your response was like, you don't know how time works. That was your response to.
Yeah, I also couldn't have told you. Was it in black and white?
How about it was in Shut Up. That's what it is in.
About a week or so ago, my wife and I switch off every night to make it fair because both, let's be fair, both the kids want mommy to read stories.
So be fair to you.
Be fair to me. We switch off.
Yeah.
And
so they just have like it's every other night. So like 1 week it's like, yes, we got mom 4 nights this week.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't think that. No, he doesn't know time works, man.
It's the off week.
No, he doesn't know time works.
Oh, great.
He just is probably happier some weeks than he is the other weeks. Overall, jovial attitude is better on some weeks. I don't know why. Yeah, but mom's the number one draft pick every night.
Okay.
Every night she's the number one draft pick. So but one of the nights I'm reading with my daughter, and it was like, I think we got to bed around regular time, but mm-hmm. pushing it by 5 or 10 minutes, you know, so it's close enough, right?
That's bedtime. We're always pushing it by.
Well, you know what I mean? But like getting to bed, like where it's like lights out and it's like, okay, well, kind of like when we're about to read stories. It's about that time. So
when
like,
somebody asks you what bedtime is, what do you say? What's bedtime?
Well, define bedtime. When I want them them to be asleep with the lights out.
Yeah. I guess that was kind of an
8:30.
Okay.
How many nights a week does that happen? One.
Oh, sweet.
2 nights.
When mom's reading.
Pretty good, right?
Because they cooperate.
Yeah. So I'm reading to my daughter, and we read two stories, uh-huh. and then she's like, I said, are you sleepy, honey? I'm really sleepy. She's like, no. And I was like, okay. She goes, will you tell me a story? And I was like, hell yes. That does not happen very often.
Uh-huh.
So I was like,
I remember my first color TV.
I was like, do you want to hear a specific story? And she goes, how about, I can't remember the first one she said. And she's like, no. How about Red Riding Hood? And I was like, I was quickly thinking, like, how intimately do I know Red Riding Hood? I bet I could thumb my way through it, but I was starting to forget the details up top. And I was like,
it's pretty wild.
How about Goldilocks? And she was like, yeah, Goldilocks. And I was like, great. And here's the thing. I got through it.
Okay.
But I was doing stuff like, and then she tries the third chair, and it was so comfortable that she was reminded how tired she was from her long walk, and she really wanted to go lay down somewhere. She's like, no.
Oh.
She breaks the chair. And I was like, right. She breaks the chair. Like, that probably happened like 5 or 6 times throughout the story that I was like not telling it right.
She wanted a story, but you were telling it poorly.
I was telling the story like I was skipping pages. Yeah. But it was unintentional.
Yeah.
But like every time she stopped me, I was like, it's first 2 times she stopped me, I'm thinking, oh yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Oh man, okay. Focus on the details here. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to blow through the story. I was like making up the reason why she went for a walk and she got lost. You know, I was like making it really fun, why she's going for a walk, whatever. And but I kept skipping these details and she would remind me, I'm like, oh yeah, right. Ah man. And like every like key component of the story, I would like miss a little thing and she'd remind me. And I was like, yeah. Oh man, that's funny how I mean, look, I haven't read Goldilocks in quite some time.
Are we having a better understanding of why mom's the favorite? Are we starting to connect the dots here?
She's even doing voices.
Well, she tells stories.
She tells accurate, detail-oriented stories. Yeah. It makes sense when you tell them in a row with all the details that are involved in the story. Does that make
sense? It's important.
So I was just kind of laughing, and I was like, I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've told it. But she didn't. She would stop me by going, hey, no. And then tell me the thing I was supposed to say. Oh, yeah. And I'd go back, and then I'd tell it with that detail.
Right.
And it became more of like a joke to her. But I was like, man, it's so fun. I mean, like, without realizing it, I'm making the story interesting by adding some little like nuanced stuff to it. But really, I'm just forgetting all the details because I haven't told that story in forever. And it was I'm just giving her the Cliff Notes version. Yeah. So I came away from that thinking like, man, I guess I gotta brush up on some just classics. Maybe.
How'd she break the chair?
Well, she was too big.
A bear was sitting on it.
What?
Before her, a bear was sitting in that chair. How big is this child? It doesn't make any sense. You know, before...
Yeah, but who made the chair?
Hold up. Before we got
no,
to
no,
the...
No. Who made the chair?
The story made sense before. Three bears domesticated. I'm with it.
So they don't find a domesticated bear chair maker to make him a chair appropriate for a bear to sit in? They have some human make it? I don't think so. This chair was rock solid for a child bear.
That's what I'm saying.
So how did she break it?
Doesn't make sense. For the first time ever, the story doesn't make sense.
Oh, now I'm kind of getting here with you. She's got to be smaller than a baby bear. Maybe it was like really baby. Oh, but the bear can talk. Ate on my porridge.
Somebody ate on my porridge. And it's like, you're going to give porridge to a baby? That's choking hazard.
Yeah, I don't
There's
need to.
Chunks in there.
I don't need to go back in the story. It doesn't make any sense anyway. Talking bears, they live in a house? Where?
I mean, good for them.
Yeah, oh, by all means.
Evolution's wild sometimes.
That is good for you.
Yeah.
A cottage?
Hmm.
Let's do well for yourselves out there in the forest.
Maybe that's the Revenant. Maybe Leo DiCaprio made chairs for bears. And
they got in a dispute about what the...
He's like, my son could have died. Spoilers for the Revenant. He's a chair maker for bears.
You quoted me 1,000 honeycombs.
Yep.
That was a tangent and a half. I appreciate it. Kevin, please tell me.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Did something dumb this week?
I did something dumb... today.
Yes.
You know, my dumb dad moment is brought to you by the old PTA.
The old PTA, the parent teacher acquirement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actuaries. We do
actuaries.
We do math.
Yeah, the modern version.
So it's the end of the year, as I've complained about at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's not the end of the year. It's the end of your freedom for the year.
It's been the end of our freedom for the year.
Work up an allowance in the fall. So at the end of the year, there's like a big PTA meeting, association meeting of
would
like.
Did you venture to call it a gala? Or was it just like a big, huge, boring meeting?
I guess it was like a gala.
Okay.
And yeah, they provide dinner.
You looked pretty slick when I got here.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
And, so I RSVP'd yes. I was like, it's my last year as a president. I'll be involved from here on out, but I won't be president. Okay, I won't be able.
It'll look nice to get the trophy in person.
I won't be
whatever
able
they're gonna
cook
offer
the
me,
books
you know?
Anymore. I have to turn in the car. I don't know where my new office will be.
It's the little people one.
I never found my old office.
The yellow top with the eyes and the red body.
Yep.
You Fred Flintstone it.
It's still great. It's a clean energy car.
Yeah.
Clean energy. I mean, it does leave a footprint.
Yeah.
But not a carbon
you're
footprint.
You're swallowing your knees on the way to school because you're crammed into that thing. But hey.
So.
It's free.
So this is like, you know, the big event. So you go to kind of rep your school.
Sure.
And we went and my wife was like, she was looking it up because my kids had baseball tonight. So she had RSVP'd now. And we both were kind of running around. She looked up for me and she was like, don't forget, it's a theme tonight or yesterday. She told me this. And I was like, what was the theme? And she's like, dress up like your favorite decade. And I was like, okay.
Oh, really?
I was like, all right, fine. And then I made a story about it today. If you're listening to this podcast, don't look for it. We pre-recorded this podcast. It's gone. But
tell it now, Kevin.
I made a story being like, I'm going to a PTA gala event, and it's dressed up like your favorite decade. And I would have loved to done this. And I made a picture of 80s dad pop up.
Yeah.
And I was like, but we all know I can't, because that would just be me showing up in a white t-shirt with a beer and a koozie.
Yeah. With an already cracked like, open silver bullet.
What's this guy's deal?
He's the president.
Unless I walked in with like a cardboard box cutout.
Yeah.
Framing me with a red light blinking. Like, yep. Like at Comic-Con.
Yeah. Cosplay.
Cosplaying. And everybody still doesn't get it.
You're cosplaying your own bit.
Yeah. There's a QR code to follow us.
I still don't get it.
So I did that.
I guess you do kind of look like this guy.
I don't see it. You're just a fan. You're just a super fan.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. So I also was like, I'm not going to go ham on this. But I was like, you know what? I've got some brown pants, boots. I got this like knitted polo.
Call it
like,
what it is. It was a toga. It was kind of a weird choice.
It was toga. But I did it true toga. Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Matched the car. No underwear. But I was arrested.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I kind of went for like a 60s. It was kind of like a 60s. You know what I mean? 70s.
Yeah, I'd call it earlier. I would say it had some 50s vibe.
It had 50s. That's what I mean. Like it kind of like floated in between them. And I was just kind of like.
Sure.
That would, what you just said would have been my answer if somebody was like, 50s? Sure.
Yeah, exactly. 60s? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. 70s, sure.
Yeah.
You're close.
Can you guess the year? 57. Exactly right.
Oh, wow, yeah, when this knit polo came out. When the knit polo was invented. Good for you. I did that, and I show up, and the two women there are just wearing like
Taylor Swift hoodies.
Just wearing like flower dresses.
Yeah, okay.
And I was just like, okay. Maybe that's 50s. I don't know. I don't know where they're going with that.
Flower child, maybe.
Also, some people are going to choose to go, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
So I was just kind of like, oh, okay. And I said to them, I was like, you, because I carpooled with some of the PTA moms. And I was like,
yes.
I was like, you guys look lovely. And they go, you do too, in whatever that is. And I was like, which I did appreciate. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I didn't say anything, which saved me. Not saying anything.
It usually does.
I wasn't going to make a mean retort.
No, I know.
I was going to explain myself.
Yeah.
And that saved me because when we got there, it was Hawaiian themed. My wife and I read that wrong. It wasn't at all. I don't know where we read that from, what we read that from. There was a tea party for the PTA last week that I couldn't attend. That was not favorite decade. I don't know where we read that from. So I just looked like they're like, somebody's rewatching Mad Men.
Man, that is so good.
And a second I showed up, I just pulled out my phone and texted my wife. I was just looking and it was just like.
Yeah. A luau. You showed up at a luau.
Didn't say luau, but it was basically like, right. Aloha, sign in here. And I was like, so it's a Hawaii themed. And then somebody was like, where's your, then one of the other PTA members I didn't carpool with, where's your flower shirt? You have a great one. And I was like, I know, I didn't.
I had, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. Two Hawaiian nights in a row. I know.
I know. The dry cleaners.
And I spilled my Mai Tai all over it yesterday. So obviously I had to go with this one.
So whatever you're wearing was appropriate for them to say to me. Because then I looked at their dresses and I was like, oh yeah, that has like kind of a Hawaiian floral theme to it. I didn't have that. And then somebody else said to me, the person who said, where's your flower shirt?
Yeah.
You have a good one. I was like, I just said, I misunderstood the assignment. And then she said, yeah, the principal's here. She didn't dress up either. And I was like, yeah, because she came from work.
Mm-hmm.
I picked this out and texted my wife, does this work? I think it was a conscious choice.
Every part of this was intentional.
I thought I was going to walk in and people would be like, not bad.
Not bad. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
All right. Fun. Now they're just like,
I told you he couldn't read. That's what they're thinking. I told you. I knew it. He can't read.
It's like, I work at like one of those places where you smoke cigars indoors.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
I would bet all of my fundraising money next year he's going to try to sell his cologne.
Yeah. And he doesn't smell good. kind of smells like a dad who just changed his shirt. Does that make sense? Like he's been warm all day and didn't. Anyway.
Point is, how much you want to bet he texts his wife? Is this okay? Check it, see if you see. Ask if you see his phone.
Yeah. I texted my wife that and she was like, you have to make a story. And I was like, no, I think I'm going to tell this on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. You should probably still make a story.
I will. I just needed to tell you first before you before you spoiled it for yourself.
Oh, man. That's so fun.
It's just
what a fun time for you.
It's just a way to go out.
Did you feel... My son today, the movie Inside 2 is coming out, and...
Try that again.
Huh?
Is it called Inside 2?
Inside Out. What did I say?
Inside 2?
My son today was telling me Inside Out 2 is coming out. And they new feelings like embarrassment, anxiety, I think another one, are a part of the crew now in the head, right?
Yeah.
And he was talking to my daughter and me kind of at the same time, but he was talking to her a little bit about the movie. And he goes, Dad, how? And I think I heard her ask what is that? And he said, Dad, how would you describe what embarrassment is? Mm-hmm. And I was like, because he goes, it's basically like, well, like you do something wrong. And I goes, like, well, no, it doesn't mean you do something wrong. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, although I don't really know how I would describe it. Because it's hard not to make it seem like you've not done something incorrect or I guess what would be perceived as.
Out of the ordinary. It's not wrong. Out of the ordinary. To whatever situation you're in.
But again, she's 5. So it's like.
I mean, yeah.
How do you.
She wears 2 different color socks.
Let's say Goldilocks, steps in a big pile of bear oatmeal. Maybe she felt embarrassed when she broke the chair. I don't know. It was interesting. It was like
and you
hard
don't
to
understand
that.
Why mom's a favorite.
What I was going to ask you, nice. What I was going to ask you is like, did you feel embarrassed at all?
Did I feel embarrassed?
Yeah.
At
did
all?
You feel embarrassed at all, or is like, or is I mean. I'm gonna say probably no. It seems like I would so quickly like laugh at the joke and then like easily make a joke out of it.
I think I would have been embarrassed if when I went to meet them at the carpool and they were like, "You look good in whatever that is." I was like, "It's a kind of like 50s, 60s."
Yeah,
and they'd be like, "What does that mean? 50s, 60s, what?"
Yeah,
I was like, "The decade that I chose. Why would you choose a decade?"
So yeah, I know. Yeah, the more you're talking,
then I would become warm. I'm like, can I just run home and punch?
The sweater polo would all of a sudden be way too much.
Knit polos, moist.
Yeah. In terms of how sweaty you're getting. Yeah.
I would have. I still get embarrassed, and then I make comedy about it later. That's my life. I'm not confident in the pocket. Sometimes I am. It depends how much I care about the event I'm at.
Easier to get embarrassed when I was younger. Then you get older a little bit. It's like, I don't care. Yeah, make fun of me all you want.
Oh, God. Come on, man. Give your stuff. I know I give you a hard time, but come on.
No, but I mean, like, because, like, if you're doing it out of, like, I respect you making fun of me because I know it comes from a place of, like, haha, gotcha.
Yeah.
Slipped on past the goalie.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we roll. But somebody who I don't know, who would just like choose to make fun of me for something and be like, well, I'm not going to hold any weight in what you're saying.
Yeah.
Easy. I know. And I don't, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong that I feel like that was easier to learn as I got older. It was like, well, why should I care? Why don't I waste my time with something like that?
Well, I think
when you're a kid, you're super vulnerable all the time.
I think it's easier for kids to be embarrassed more because less people know your threshold.
Sure.
So what you're saying about friends, I think is true because you know when you're like, all right, I'm going a little too far here.
Let's slow down.
I'm embarrassed. Because you can embarrass anybody.
Yeah.
You can embarrass your own kids. Yeah. And it's like, you know when to tease your kids and you know, like, I'm in a good spot right here.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. Did that to a different kid. They're like, I don't know you and now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They're my favorite pants. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Well, then get out of my house. Yeah. I'm a bear.
And did you eat my breakfast? You weird human?
I'm just asking, how big of a kid are you? You broke a bear child's chair. Where are like, your parents?
Say whatever you want. We got you for trespassing. I mean, that's like, but that's just bar none. You can't argue that.
You're going to mow the moss in our front yard until this is paid off. As in, they have moss.
You think they have drought tolerant?
They have drought tolerant. Yeah, of course they're. The bears.
Front yard, the bears.
They have solar panels.
Yeah.
They have the same car.
And hives all under the awning.
They have the same car I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Carbon footprint.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Carbon bear footprint.
Bear paw print.
Paw print.
Let's get out of here before we get into more trouble.
Well, guys, if you have an embarrassing gala event, what was your Met Gala fail? That was mine. As close as I'll get to it.
What would you do if we went to the Met? If we got invited to the Met Gala, which we won't, but what would it be? Because it's a weird spectacle. So how do you kind of throw it back in the face? But also, what would you do?
If I was at the Met Gala,
I was dressed like I was in the 50s.
I assumed I'd be handing out drinks.
That's what we would do.
That's as close as I get.
Our outfits on the runway in the center when we were taking pictures would be in tuxedos with a towel around our arms and a tray.
What's up?
Asking if we can take anybody's glasses.
And never break.
Have a
suitcase full of alcohol and just be making drinks for people.
Actually, when you enter the carpet, we'd have like three or four on there that are like half drank. One's got a butt in it, you know, and like a napkin that has lipstick on it. And be like, can I grab anything for anybody?
We get a square.
Like, never look at the photographers. Always looking for somebody with us. Is anybody, can I take anything? Are you guys good?
We also get like the square for our phones and we just actually charge these celebrities.
Yeah.
That's going to be 58, 60. Yeah. For one drink, you're at the gala, Met.
I know. It is top shelf stuff, but so, I mean, you know.
Take it out of
they're going
to
gouge
Take it out of that cornucopia attached to your hip and give me your credit card. Guys, if you have any embarrassing parenting moments and have in any range of what we're talking about, DM us. We are at the Dumb Dads on social media, or you can email us dumbdadpod@gmail.com. You can also write a review for this podcast, which we would greatly appreciate
if
you guys wrote a review. It helps us. It pushes us out there on charts of parenting podcasts. And we appreciate all the reviews that we've gotten. And we're going to read one right now.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you for reviewing the podcast. Thank you for liking our video, sending our videos. You know, text your friend that's like, are you following him yet? Because I told you to, and you're probably not. I need you to get on top of that for me. Please do it. And really kind of embarrass them about it. You know, really get after him for it.
We're gonna read a quick one. Quick podcast today and a quick review. It's from Chena 3.
Mm-hmm.
5 stars. Ha ha. As advertised is the title.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
These guys are such dummies. Period. 5 stars, period. Thank you.
Thank you for leaving the review. Yes.
I appreciate it. Seriously, we said, if that's all you do,
we'll
love it. Thank you.
And we said before, whatever. Roast us in a review and give us 5 stars. That'd be even more funny. I don't even know if maybe that's what she did. Or maybe she just thinks we're stupid and that's okay.
As advertised is right up there with I don't know what I expected.
Uh-huh. I don't think there's bad publicity. I don't think so.
We called it the Dumb Dad Podcast. Yeah. What do we want? What do we want?
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, you planted your own flag.
Started at the bottom and I'm still here.
Yeah, hanging out at the bottom. I got a joke for you. Ready?
Okay.
I don't get why Marvel doesn't use the Hulk to advertise more. Why do you think that is?
I don't know why.
I mean, he's basically one big banner.
Oh,
yeah?
That's fine.
That's not bad, right?
Pretty good. He's Bruce Banner. Thanks for doing it on SoundCloud for the music of this podcast. Thanks as always to my lovely wife, Annie, for editing this podcast.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye. We're out of here. Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
Dog dance. How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.